Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Checkout. You can get it on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts. Produced at WBGO 88.3 FM here in Newark, New Jersey. I'm Simon Rettner. Riza Kota, who you're listening to right now, is a guitarist and composer from South Africa, born in Johannesburg and based in Cape Town. And he joins us today to guide us through his new recording entitled Liminal. By soaking in the sounds of Igor Stravinsky and John McLaughlin when he was in high school and combining them with his own rich South African Indian upbringing, Kota gives a voice to the subaltern, the working class people just trying to get by day by day. And he'll guide us through his compositions on Liminal from this year's Cape Town International Jazz Festival, where he performed with his quartet. Thanks for checking in.
I'm Riza Kota. I'm a guitarist and composer based in South Africa, Cape Town. And you're listening to my music on The Checkout. I grew up in Johannesburg. Johannesburg is a super cosmopolitan city. Sometimes people make the mistake of coming here expecting a specific form of South African, and even with music, and you're not really going to find that in a very neat way, you know. There's various different flavors and versions of what it means to be South African, and I'm probably a good example of that. My father was born in India. He was born in Gujarat. That's like west, northwest of India. If you meet most Indian folks here in South Africa, the majority of them will be from Gujarat. If you go to Durban or KwaZulu-Natal, there'll be a lot of folks from South India. So those are the pretty much you're likely to meet someone that's ancestries either from Gujarat or from Tamil Nadu or South India. I mean, I grew up, you know, hearing Ravi Shankar and some old Bollywood film music. You know, they used to be into that, my folks and my grandparents. So those sounds were definitely part of my upbringing. My family are Muslim. So when I was a kid, I was in mosque, and the way the prayers are recited, they're sung in a kind of way that would probably sound like Arabic music, you know, or Iranian music or something of that nature, or even East African music. So those scales or that sensibility of the passion around that rendering of melody has been part of my upbringing. So I'm not religious, but definitely that stuff stuck with me.
Thank you.
Teresa Cota, and you're listening to my music on The Checkout. When I discovered John McLaughlin, being a guitar player and then seeing that he went all the way to where my ancestry came from and delved deeply into that music, so not in any kind of superficial way, which you sometimes find in fusion. He like really committed his world to that. So that was really inspiring for me. Back in high school, the first time I heard the Mahavishnu Orchestra, that was for me a sense of, wow, this music is pulling me somewhere. There's something mysterious and unfathomable about it, and it's definitely drawing me in. And this is like, I'm going in there, I'm not gonna come out, you know. Birds of Fire, you know, that opening of Birds of Fire, and then when it gets going, Billy Cobham, that's like, you know, some of the most amazing music I've ever heard. Another big like moment like that was Stravinsky's Rite of Spring. I also was in high school at that time. It's obviously an impressionable time of my life. And I remember getting the record. I owned like a handful of vinyls, and that was one of them. And I had to go and put it onto cassette because I didn't have a vinyl player myself. So I remember putting that on for the first time, and that was also another moment where I was like, oh my God, this is insane. This is going to change my life. And it did change my life. There's that section where there's this like ostinato bass line. Boom, dum, 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 dum. And then there's this crazy chords on top of that. That was just like, wow, this is jazz, man. Stravinsky's the coolest guy. And also, you know, the way he uses polytonality. It's like he'll take this phrase and then he'll put another phrase like dancing on top of that, like in conversation. But then like different keys, and it just creates this sense of irony or of satire. So you'll hear a little bit of that in my music as well. Definitely just taking it straight out of Stravinsky's book there. So Dialectic on my album, Liminal, it's a tune that's really came out of thinking about writing contrapuntally and writing with that sort of Stravinsky headspace where the two melodies are in different worlds. In this case, they're like hinting at being in different keys. So they struggle against one another, but somehow they relate, and that's the idea of a dialectic. It's a thesis, the antithesis, and the synthesis. So the synthesis would be the vibe of the music and the way we play together, you know. And then every now and then it resolves and it comes together. So it's a kind of musical dialectics. Thank you. Hey, this is Reza Koda. You've just listened to my song, Dialectic. I just released a new recording, Liminal, with the Reza Koda Quartet. This is our second album. It's been a long time coming. The last one was in 2014. I've been writing new tunes, and the idea for the theme was liminality. It's about being in an in-between space. It's about being in a marginal space. Last year, I visited Delhi. It was actually my first trip to India. And Delhi is, if you've been to Delhi, it's quite wild and incredible and crazy and polluted and highly populated. I believe it's something like 26 million people in that city. So I wrote this song, Delhi Haze, thinking about the mass movement of people in this great city and just being there and witnessing this migration of working class people, especially, and this endless toil of the working classes. Thinking about this album with the thematic of liminality, I was reflecting on the struggles and the toils of the working class, or as they say, the subaltern. And this is something that's very much part of my consciousness at the moment, because there's so many peoples in the world that are excluded. They're on the margins, refugees, people in war-torn situations, people who are economically oppressed through the big systems of capitalism in the world. And I suppose my heart is with those people, and this song, Delhi Haze, is a reflection on that. Thank you. You've just heard Daily Haze. This is a song I performed at the 20th Cape Town International Jazz Festival. It's also a track on my new album, Liminal. I wanted to capture something of the incredible telepathy that's in this band. And I should also mention the personnel in the band. So one of my longtime collaborators is Shane Cooper, who I know for over 10 years now. He plays bass, electric and double bass. He's also contributed a lot of electronic elements to this album, which is really fantastic. So Shane and I go back and we have this real chemistry. It's the kind of thing where you don't have to talk always. You just get together and play and things happen. I've developed that same chemistry with the drummer, Jono Sweetman, and also with Buddy Wells. So I wanted to create a space for everyone to just freely improvise around a concept. And the concept was that we all play our instruments as percussion. Ghosts is what emerged from it. It's a four-movement work. In keeping with the theme of the subaltern and the liminal, I wanted to pay homage to the ghosts of the marginalized, the ghosts of the working classes who are murdered through the toil of what they have to do. So the first one, it had a bit of a samba feel, and so I called it Favela, and it's a homage to the ghosts of those who perish in the favelas, you know, through the hardships of the economic circumstances. And that's a direct resonance with the kind of township life that we have here in South Africa. And the second movement is Liminal, which is the title of the album. It, for me, conveyed the sense of being in between, in an in-between realm. Perhaps like the realm that you're in after you die, before you move on to another. The third movement, Ritual, was coming out of the driving rhythms coming from the drums and the ensemble. The feeling being one of going into a trance around a ritual. And the fourth movement conveyed the sense of the underworld or the underground, and the sounds that were coming out of the instruments made me think of miners. And then I thought, this is really a homage to Marikana and to the miners who were murdered for the profit of mining companies, really, which took place on 16th August 2012. So miners were protesting for their low fees. You know, they were basically getting minimum wage, which was unsustainable, and they wanted a better living. And the directors of the mining company were unwilling to budge. And because the protest went on and on for many days, and this affected their revenue, they deployed the police on them, and the police basically open fire with live ammunition on a peacefully protesting crowd and killed a large number of people there. The people and the families of those miners haven't seen justice. So it's a trauma. There's something that we haven't moved on from that. And this track, Ghosts, I feel that the ghosts are haunting us still. They're haunting us, our unconscious. Hey, this is Reza Koda. Thank you for listening to my music on The Checkout.
Thank you, Reza Koda, for sharing your music on another edition of My Music here on The Checkout. You're listening to his tune, Event Horizon. And just a reminder, if you like what you hear on this show, go to our website and see our archives. We'll have more coverage from this year's Cape Town International Jazz Festival coming your way, and festivals, for that matter, all over the world. Check out jazz.org. And definitely subscribe to the podcast, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and on social media, at Checkout Jazz is our Twitter handle. And you can follow me on Instagram at Simon Rentner. I'd like to give a huge shout out to South Africa Tourism for making this series possible. That's you, Judy Pillay. The Checkout is a production of WBGO Newark. I'm Simon Rentner. Thanks for checking us out.